Can't we all get along?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner joins other finance leaders in Britain today. He is looking to set a course for the big G20 summit happening next month. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard tells us now, there are some serious splits over how best to tackle this economic fallout.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has drawn up a daunting agenda for the summit. Here's a taste. He wants to stimulate the world's economy, renounce protectionism, beef up the IMF, overhaul regulations, and rescue the poor. Critics say the summit is in danger of achieving none of these aims. They say the problem is a split between the US and continental Europe. The Americans are calling for much more government spending to stave off economic collapse. But much of Europe isn't keen, says Nariman Baravesh of Global Insight.
I think the line will be, number one, we've done a fair amount. We need to wait and see what the effect is. Secondly, they will talk about the need to sort of keep their deficits sort of under control.
The French and the Germans want much tougher regulation, which doesn't seem to appeal to the US or the Brits. There may be common ground on the issue of tax havens, but, say the skeptics, closing down the Cayman Islands won't stop the recession. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
World stock markets, meanwhile, are singing in unison. The global rally rolls on as Asian markets ended their week up between 4 and 5% today. Chinese and Japanese officials signal they will spend more if that's what it takes to stimulate their economies. European markets are up 1 to 2% at this hour. Wall Street boomed again yesterday. The Dow gained 240 points for its biggest three-day jump since November. General Motors and Bank of America both said they're doing well enough that they won't need more government help right away. In Washington this morning, the new labor secretary will be sworn in. Hilda Solis will run a department that is getting more important by the month as unemployment rises. As Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson tells us, Americans are taking big cuts in pay just to get steady work.
Nancy Halpern does career consulting with both businesses and individuals in New York City. She says the job market has gotten so bad that applicants are willing to drop two rungs in salary and stature to get a job.
They are pursuing those opportunities, even though 6 months ago or a year ago, they would have seen that as a step backwards. They're not looking at it that way anymore.
She says she stopped advising job-seeking clients to follow their dreams. For now, she says, just take the job. It's an employer's market.
Companies are able to attract significant talent at salaries that are perhaps less than they would have had to pay a year or 6 months ago.
Labor economist Sylvia Allegretto at UC Berkeley says what Halpern is describing is being seen across the country. Just look at the latest statistics from the Labor Department.
Right now, I think people are really scrambling to get work. We have about four people that are vying for about every job that's open.
That ratio, she says, is likely to get even worse in the coming months. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
AAA companies are getting harder to find. Yesterday, credit rating agencies downgraded powerhouses General Electric and Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Fitch Ratings, the company that downgraded Berkshire, said one of its concerns is the tight grip that the Oracle of Omaha maintains over that firm.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Fox TV's American Idol has wrapped up its first week of the new season, and the ratings suggest the show is slightly relaxing its grip on younger audiences. Ratings are down 14% among viewers 18 to 49 and down 16% among the 12 to 34 crowd. Michael Spire is executive editor of Variety. Michael, why is Idol waning a little with the kids?
Probably the mojo is probably gone. It was such at a high point, unlike any show we've seen in the past few years, that it really had nowhere to go but down. And that said, it's going down a little bit here and there. And that's why they brought in some changes. But overall, it's still a network problem that most people would love to have.
Well, speaking of changes, there's this new rule that the judges can save a contestant that the audience has eliminated?
Right. All these kind of weird tweaks that actually American Idol has been criticized over the years for not making changes and being kind of stolid in their decision to keep three judges and the same kind of voting and all of that. So this time they brought in another judge. They have new voting techniques. It's not really helping much. I think in the end, it really is all about the contestants. If you have someone like Kelly Clarkson, someone who kind of breaks out, you're going to have something big. If you're going to have someone like a Taylor Hicks who, you know, in the moment people like, but after that doesn't have much of a career, then you're going to have a show that probably dips a little bit.
I don't think you heard me, Michael. Saving contestants that the audience has eliminated. Where is the outrage? Some contestants need to fail. They're nationalizing American Idol.
Yes, they are.
This is network socialism, my friend.
But in the end, they probably have a better take on what sells than we do. And if there's a contestant that the fans are voting off, but they want to keep them, they're going to find a way to bring them back.
So if Idol is fading a little bit, who's taking advantage of the opening?
Other reality shows, really. Something like Dancing with the Stars, something like The Biggest Loser. Those are shows that were popular on their own first. The Biggest Loser just keeps growing and growing. Dancing with the Stars just premiered to huge numbers. Those are almost kind of like Idol numbers, the way Idol, not quite, but almost. And so those are the kind of shows that are hitting their peak, just like American Idol hit their peak.
We're in pilot season now. Reality is ruling. How's that affecting pilot season?
Well, as always, when there's fewer hours for scripted programming, there's going to be fewer programs ordered, and that's exactly what's happening. Pilot season, the ordering of pilots is going on right now, but you see networks ordering fewer because all of these reality shows, even Jay Leno, who's not a reality show but a talk show, all of these shows mean fewer slots in the schedule for regular scripted programming. When that happens, they order fewer pilots, less people get hired, and they have to find other ways to get jobs.
Bad news for writers, good news for anonymous, about-to-be-famous people.
Exactly.
Variety's Michael Spire. Thanks.
Pleasure.
Let us know what you think, whether it's about Jorge getting booted or whatever is on your mind. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.